Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The past few weeks, we have been discussing spiritual principles to defeat the devil. Got a better mic? Okay.
Woo!
Better mic. We have been discussing spiritual principles to defeat the devil. And they are very, very quickly, because we've got a lot to cover today. Number one, we defeat the devil through a covenant relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. We're talking about how to defeat the devil, because he's coming for us. You need to know how to defeat him. Number two, we defeat the devil by true repentance and confession of sin. Number three, defeating the devil requires obedience to God's word. Defeating the devil requires obedience to God's word. I never forget hearing a preacher saying, it's important for you to understand when you ask for deliverance from God. He delivers us from our enemies and not our friends. I hope you got that. If you're disobeying God, if you're not living as you should, how can God deliver you? Number four, defeating the devil requires divine protection. And we talked about that last time in great detail, because many people don't feel they need to be a part of a local church. But you need to be, because Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not defeat it. And he was talking about a place. You see, folks, the church is God's dwelling place on earth. You say, oh, come on now. Yeah. In Exodus, God said to Moses to tell the people of Israel to make me a sanctuary or a tabernacle where I can dwell among you. It has always been God's desire to dwell with us. And the church is the location where God, his presence, will be. It's his headquarters on earth, where evangelism takes place, where people are prayed for, a place where people come together and they pray and they fellowship. See, this is the place where God is, his presence, his Holy Spirit. So don't ever think that you can just watch television and it's the same. It is not the same. In fact, the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, not apart, together especially, as you see the time of Christ approaching. We're living in that time. You have no excuse, but you need to be under God's protection in his church. He said, I am building my church and the gates of hell shall not overcome it. So please understand that. Number five, we already spoke about, to defeat the devil, don't yield to harmful soul ties, harmful relationships. Relationships are almost the number one way that the devil enters into our lives is through other people. Many of us, we have a guard up and we're watching to make sure nobody can penetrate, no one can come in. And then someone we know, we let them in and they bring an evil spirit with them, because you don't know what people are going through. You don't know what they're dealing with, and they bring an evil spirit in. And the next thing you know, the devil is attacking you. Some of you have had that experience. We're going to talk about number six today. Today we are talking about we defeat the devil by operating in the fear of the Lord. We defeat the devil by operating in the fear of the Lord. Listen to what Proverbs chapter 19 and 23 says. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. I'm going to read it again. The fear of the Lord leads to life. He who has it will abide in satisfaction and will not be visited with evil. Listen to some other verses about the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 8 and 13 says, all who fear the Lord will hate evil. Proverbs 16 and 6 says, evil is avoided by the fear of the Lord. Now, what is the definition of the fear of the Lord? Well, one definition of the fear of the Lord is it is reverential awe of God. It is worship and complete submission to his authority. Total obedience to his word. Folks, one thing you're going to discover in life, the will of God is not your will for your life. It's his will. God designed a blueprint for your life, a plan that he established before your birth, and he did not get your input. There's already a plan. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and 5, listen to what God says. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you. And this subject that we're talking about today is so important because you have the power to change your God-appointed destiny. And that would not be good. You see, you decide between life and death, blessing and misfortune. It says so in the word of God. Let me give you a verse, Deuteronomy chapter 11 and 26. It says, today I'm giving you a choice between a blessing and a curse. You will be blessed if you obey the commands of the Lord your God, but you will be cursed if you reject his commands and turn away from him. Now, I want you to think about this. Although God is our creator and he has a plan, we have the choice to obey or disobey God regarding that plan. Let me give you a big example in the Bible. God led the children of Israel out of Egypt through the wilderness to take them to a promised land. Most of you know that story. But when they got there, they refused to enter. God had done many miracles for them to show that this was the plan. This was his will. He wanted to bless them. No longer were they to be slaves, but they were to walk into their own land, have their own property, raise their own crops. And yet when they got there, because they did not possess the fear of the Lord, they disobeyed him. They didn't trust him. In Numbers chapter 13 and 1, it talks about the story. Let me read some of it to you. The Lord said to Moses, send out men to explore the land of Canaan. That was the land of promise. The land that I'm giving to the Israelites. Now, at the very beginning, God says, I'm giving them this land. And after exploring, this is verse 25, after exploring the land for 40 days, the men returned. Verse 27. This was their report to Moses and the people. We entered the land you sent us to explore, and it is indeed a bountiful country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Here's some of the fruit that it produces. But the people living there are powerful. Their towns are large and fortified. We even saw the giants there, the descendants of Anak. Verse 31, we can't go up against them. They're stronger than we are. So the spies spread this bad report about the land among the Israelites. Verse 33, next to them, we felt like grasshoppers, and that's what they thought of us too. Going into that next chapter, Numbers chapter 14, the people believed what the spies said. And as a result, they said, we can't go in there, we'll be killed. See, the people believed the circumstances above what God had promised them. And after you doubt God, the devil will give you evil thoughts about him if you don't accept what he says in his word. This message is so applicable for us today. Because the fear of the Lord is about honoring God, honoring his word, obeying him completely. Because we trust him. Because he's God. He's our creator. We remember who he is and we remember our place. We are merely servants of the Lord. But if you should not obey God, the next thing that will happen is the devil will accuse God to you. Listen to what happens. The people began to say, why is the Lord taking us into this country only to have us die in battle? Our wives and our little ones will be carried off as plunder. Wouldn't it have been better for us to return to Egypt? Then they plotted amongst themselves, let's choose a new leader and let's go back to Egypt. Folks, when you believe your circumstances above the word of God, the devil has not only lied, he's tricked you to pursue a different destiny than God designed. God designed that they should go into the land of Canaan. In fact, that's where they are today. But this generation didn't get there because they believed the lies of the devil. They did not possess the fear of the Lord. And that's the greatest need of the church today, I believe. The fear of the Lord. That we realize God is sovereign over everything. His word is true. And we don't need to have a debate with God over what we do in life. We need to obey his word.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
We need to obey whatever God says in his word. We just need to obey it. We need to bow before him. He is the King of glory. And we need to obey him. There should be no discussion. Well, what do you think about this verse? What do I think about that verse? God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I'm going to debate with God? What's wrong with you? That generation never entered God's promise because they did not possess the fear of the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Do you rely on God's word to lead you or your circumstances? Now I want you to think about that. Because many times you're faced with circumstances that are the opposite of what God says you can have. What do you do? Do you say the word of God says, or do you say, well, due to the circumstances? One of the greatest offenses against God is disregard of his person, his holiness, his word, and his authority. He's God. Now listen to God's response to all of this. And this is found in Numbers chapter 14 and 21. He says, as surely as I live and as surely as the earth is filled with my glory, not one of these people are going to enter that land. They have all seen my glorious presence and the miraculous signs that I performed both in Egypt and in the wilderness. But again and again, they have tested me by refusing to listen to my voice. Do you refuse to listen to God's word when you're struggling with temptation? He says, no, don't do this. Do you try to find a way that you can do it anyway? I'm going to find a scripture that really will help me to do what I want to do, even though God is telling me here not to do it. Here, God is angry with them. He's upset with them. Because of regardless of what they have seen, he said, I perform both miracles in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet they're refusing to listen to me. So verse 32, he says, as for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness and your sons shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years and bear the brunt of your infidelity. Your carcasses will be consumed in the wilderness. In verse 36, talks about the spies. It says, and the ones who incited rebellion against the Lord with their bad report, they were struck dead in the same week. The fear of the Lord is our protection from the devil's strategy of God's judgment against pride. Now, I'm going to say this, and I want you to listen. The degree to which you reverence and obey God's word, you will be able to defeat the devil. To the degree that you reverence God and obey his word, that will determine your ability to defeat the devil. Because disobedience to God's word is Satan's attack against you. He wants you to follow in his footsteps. He attempts to influence us by a spirit of pride. I know what God says, but I'd rather do it my way. You see, pride ignores the will of God. It acts upon I will. I know what the Bible says, but I will. In Isaiah chapter 14 and 13, this is what it says about Lucifer or the devil. The Bible says, you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mountain of the assembly in the far north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like God. But instead, verse 15 says, you will be brought down to the place of the dead, down to its lowest depths. So the angel Lucifer, who became the devil or Satan, will one day be thrown into a lake of fire for all eternity because of pride. And he does his best to take everyone else there with him. Because pride is the attempt to become your own God. Fallen humanity demands equality with God. That's a part of sin's nature. In fact, the devil tempted Eve with this very temptation to be like God. In Genesis 3 and 4, after Eve said, God said, we must not eat of this fruit. or we will die. Listen to what the devil told her. You won't die. God knows that your eyes will be open as soon as you eat it, and you will be like God. And the Bible says, and she ate it. See, fallen humanity demands equality with God, even though the word of God says, if you disobey, you will pay. Fallen humanity says, it ain't necessarily so. Things that you read in the Bible, they ain't necessarily so. The devil is a liar. That old song, I'll do it my way. You can't. Look, there can only be one person who sits on the throne of your heart. And it is either God or you. So, well, I listen to God sometime. Well, he's not your God. Because if he's your God, you listen to him all the time. Pride is a product of the fall. All humanity was infected by the same sin of rebellion against God after the fall. In Job chapter 21 and 14, it shows us an example of what that looks like. It says, they say to God, go away. We want no part of you or your ways. Who is the Almighty that we should obey him? What good would it do if we should pray to him? They think their prosperity is their own doing. That is a description of the human disposition without God. The devil's deception against humanity resulted in sin, pride, rebellion against God, and spiritual, physical, and eternal death. It's important for you to realize that your choice to disobey God's word is the sin of pride.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the media tab and click on audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is called Defeating the Devil, Walking in the Fear of the Lord. This is part one. Be with us Monday for part two. Now, Pastor Steve, I'd like to pray with you.
You know, many of you have been waiting for God to answer a prayer for a very long time, and you wonder if he is going to answer. Well, the psalmist David, he believed God. And one of his prayers is one of my favorite portions of scripture in Psalm 40. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. And he brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goings. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Folks, I want to let you know that God has heard your prayer, and God is answering your prayer. You know, the Bible says there are seasons and in times God answers prayers just at the right time. I want to pray with you right now to give you that assurance, and I'm going to pray that God will answer that prayer in this season. Father, I want to thank you for our listeners. You put this thought in my mind for prayer. There are people out there right now who have been waiting for you to answer their prayer for a long time, and you said don't give up. You said that you will answer it in the proper season, and I agree right now that you'll give them the grace and the strength so that they can continue to believe and trust you. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. We rebuke the spirit of doubt and fear. We thank you, Lord, that everything we need, we find in you, and that there is no situation that will ever be able to overcome us, because we're your children. I bless your people today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.